Independence Day in the U.S. has a time-honored soundtrack. It includes the Star-Spangled Banner, Stars and Stripes Forever, even American Pie. One of the most beloved songs is the Battle Hymn of the Republic. The lyrics were written in 1861 by Julia Ward Howe. The music was borrowed from a popular song of the time and from an old Methodist hymn. Country music star Tim McGraw has a special place in his heart for the Battle Hymn of the Republic. We asked him to tell us why.
The Battle Hymn of the Republic is really one of my very first musical memories. As a young child, growing up in Rayville, Louisiana, my mom took me down to the local Methodist church because they were having auditions in the small little theater in our town for The Music Man, and she wanted me to audition. And I walked into the church, and there was a piano player, Miss Harrell. I still remember the piano player's name. She was sitting there, and they asked if I knew a song, and I said I knew the Battle Hymn of the Republic. And I sang the song, and I can remember a gentleman grabbing the American flag and marching through the church as I was singing the song, and it won me the part. So it's had a very special meaning to me. But it's also one of those songs that instantly takes you out of the darkness into the light. It was written as sort of a battle cry for the Union soldiers and the right arm of God and the righteousness of their cause. And it drove the Northern purpose forward. And I think that song still resonates so loudly because it means so much. History tells us that we make our greatest advances in America when religious conviction informs political action, and I think that this song really does that.
That's country music's Tim McGraw. The Battle Hymn of the Republic is being sung here by the Brigham Young University Combined Choirs and Orchestra.